Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Today in our program, we have a special guest, Pastor Jesse Tedder, who is not only a pastor of a local church serving in Granite City, Illinois, which is near the Illinois side of the St. Louis area, but he is also serving as a missionary, serving part-time as our acting ministry coordinator in the Gateway area with Child Evangelism Fellowship, our ministry here in Illinois. Pastor Jesse, it's so great to have you in the program today.
Katrina, it's great to be here. It's always a blessing to be able to be on the air with you and to discuss what's going on in the Gateway area. So thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. And actually, I think it was almost a year ago,
pretty close, about a year ago,
about this time last year, when you came on staff as a newbie with Child Evangelism Fellowship, serving as a missionary and down in the Gateway area. Can you kind of tell us, our listening audience, exactly where the Gateway area is and how are things been going since a year ago, and what's the ministry look like now?
Well, I got to be honest with you, I still kind of feel like a newbie, but the Gateway area is... Well, I live in Madison County, which is on the Illinois side, like you said, of the St. Louis metro area. I live about 10 minutes from downtown St. Louis. So I'm seated on the western edge of Madison County. The Gateway area extends pretty much 100 miles north, south, and east of that. So it's a pretty big area, Madison County and the five surrounding counties. And we're blessed right now to have 8 operating Good News Clubs in the Gateway area. And we had 5 Christmas Across America clubs this last winter. We're seeing well over 400 children ministered to regularly.
Wow.
And I believe last time I looked, for this school year, we were sitting at 22 salvations. So really a blessing, really a great blessing. I'm looking to expand that even farther than what we're doing now.
Well, that is wonderful. Well, that's pretty good for the first year, so that is great. Yeah. And I know there was ministry there before you came, but it's so great to have a point person there that has their hand, you know, on the handle there, on the steering wheel. So we really appreciate you. In fact, we just came off of, just a couple weeks ago, we had a special event, like a I'm not sure what we call this, but it's like a promotional ministry for CEF. Can you tell us an audience about this?
Sure. I was really blessed to have Dr. Frank Page. He is the president of the executive committee for the Southern Baptist Convention. He was the president of the Southern Baptist Convention from 2006 to 2008, if I remember correctly. Dr. Page is a worldwide speaker and a very busy man, but in the past, he endorsed Child Evangelism Fellowship and particularly the ministry of the Good News Clubs. He has a lot of experience with CEF, believe it or not. His church used to sponsor a few, and he was blessed to see how CEF and how Good News Clubs minister to children. So I decided I would give him a call and just see, hey, what you know, could Frank Page come here and would he give an endorsement in the Gateway area and help me speak to some of the Southern Baptist churches in our area? And I was really blessed to hear that he said yes, especially knowing that it was a week before the Southern Baptist Convention. So a very busy time. But he did come, and I had the blessing of riding around with him in a bumpy church van for about 12 hours as we made a few stops all through the Gateway area. And I believe we even ventured up into the Lincoln Land chapter as well for a visit with some pastors up there.
Yeah, you went to Litchfield, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. So really a great blessing. We had 3 stops, and all along the way, the message of how important ministry is to children was very well received. And there were a lot of pastors who had questions. Some were just there to see Frank Page, no doubt, but some were very, very interested in what he had to say about the importance of ministering to children and how CEF can partner with the local church to make that possible.
I think I was talking to you and also to Pastor Victor that also helped with the event as well. And I think I heard you guys tell me that you think that at least 20, maybe 30 pastors between all 3 different events that were able to come or something like that. So quite a few pastors were able to come.
Sure. Yeah, it was, close to 20 or 25 to 30 pastors, I believe. And then there were some lay folks. And I know that there were also some children's ministers who came from different churches as well. So really a good turnout as far as ministry contacts go.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think it's just so wonderful. And also, he's not just saying, you know, this is a good organization. He's saying, you know, I have worked with Child Evangelism Fellowship before, because I think he was a pastor in Greenville,
yes,
South Carolina. And I gathered from his testimony, and I talked to him a little bit afterwards, that his church sponsored not one but two Good News Clubs. And then they got another church, like a sister church, to adopt another one. So actually they were responsible for three Good News Clubs down there in that area.
He said that the area director for Good News Clubs or for CEF in his area actually went to his church there, if I remember correctly, and that the county that they were in when she took over, God used her amazingly, and they didn't just have a Good News Club in one or two places, but they had a Good News Club in every school in the entire county.
Every school.
That's just amazing to me.
Wow.
Yeah, Dr. Page has extensive experience with CEF. Like you said, his church sponsored two Good News Clubs. They also had owned a building that they used to let the area director use for the CEF offices in their area. So, yeah, it's not just an endorsement, but it's a wholehearted agreement with what CEF is doing. When Dr. Page said, "I know these folks, I know the ministry, and I know what they're doing," it was because of years of experience with CEF and seeing children
saved.
It was
an absolute testimony.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that is just so exciting. I mean, just think about what we're talking about is that we can have right now access to the public schools because of a recent Supreme Court ruling in 2001 that gives us equal access. So just like Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts can go and use the school, public school facility after school, that we can be in there with an after school Good News Club. It's a Bible club. It's a Christian Bible club. It's like Sunday school and the public school immediately after school. So what is your vision? I mean, that's just amazing to think about. But what is your vision for the Gateway area, specifically in regards to the Good News Club?
Well, I would love to see, obviously, a Good News Club in every school in the Gateway area. You know, I dream big because we serve a big God. Realistically, in the next year, I would love to see us add at least five more operating clubs. That would be my minimum goal, is that we add five more operating clubs. Made some really good contacts as a result of Dr. Page being here. I'd made some really good contacts in the year previous to that, so I believe we've got two possibly lined up, just ready to go, getting ready for the fall. So pray about that. But I'd love to see us add at least five more this year and to see an increase in attendance on the ones that are already operating.
Amen. That's wonderful. That's exciting. So it's just more boys and girls. Every Good News Club is more boys and girls being exposed to the gospel, and many of them hearing the gospel for the very first time. Let's switch gears a little bit, and let's talk about here right now. The reason why you're up here in the Peoria area is because you're here as part of our Child Evangelism Fellowship Summer Missionary Training School, and you're actually serving as our chapel speaker. So how's that going, and are you enjoying being part of the training school, and what's your heart's desire? Because you're our preacher, you're our speaker,
sure.
So you have the pulse of the spiritual messages to the students.
Well, I really enjoy being here. I've always enjoyed summer camp. I remember going to summer camp when I was a kid. I was a royal ambassador, so every summer I went to camp for a week, and it was a great experience where I got to be with like-minded young men. We would serve the Lord. We would learn, and we would grow closer to the Lord while being out in nature, and I miss those things a lot. So being here at training camp has brought a little bit of that back to me. But I'm here, like you said, to be the chapel speaker. Really enjoy it. I enjoy having the opportunity to speak to these young men and women who are giving of their summer to learn how to be missionaries for Christ. I think it's fantastic. You know, I, as we were talking about earlier, I think it's important that these young men and women be encouraged in the work that they're doing, and that they understand that that the call is very high. The call is very high to go out and be a missionary for Christ, and it's going to involve moral excellence. I've been preaching from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, and there are seven attributes of a Christian that are identified there. And I want to instill those in these young people's minds so that they think about it while they're out doing this ministry, while they're out sharing Christ, because the truth is we have a wide open door right now into the public school. We have a wide open door for effective service, as Paul would say, but that door might not be open forever, especially with our current political climate. That door could close on us unfortunately, at any time. It's only by the grace of God that it's open right now, and I would hate for any messenger from CEF to have a part in that. I want our children to, our young men and women, our summer missionaries, to have a view of what it means to be a godly missionary. So that's what I've been focusing on this week.
And it's so important because we don't know when Jesus is coming back, and he tells us that we need to be ready. But at the same time, there's a harvest field out there of people, of children that need to hear the gospel message. You know, just the other night, I heard you talk and speak a little bit about Judges 2:10. What does Judges 2:10, what does that mean to you? And how does that motivate you to do what you're doing as pulling double duty as both a pastor and as a missionary? What does that mean to you?
Well, Judges 2:10, you know, it says there that there arose a generation that did not know the Lord or the work that he had done for the children of Israel. That's my paraphrase. But when I look at that, it's a very, very sad commentary in my mind on a generation previous to them, because if there's a generation that came up that didn't know the Lord, it means that the previous generation, their parents, didn't tell them about the Lord. And that's a very sad thing to think about it, especially when God said, hey, you should talk about me, you should tell your children about me when you lay down, when you rise up, you know, when you're standing at the city gate, no matter where you're going, you should be telling your children about me. That's a high calling of Christian parents, but unfortunately the church in earlier years has really dropped the ball in my mind. So as a pastor, I'm motivated to get our church on board with sharing the gospel and making disciples, because that's what we're there for. If we're not there for that, then we're just a social club, and I'm not interested in being the Calvary Baptist Moose Lodge. I'm just not interested in that. We're supposed to be the church, and the church is made up of disciples who go out and share the gospel. But as far as CEF is concerned, CEF has given us an opportunity, partnering with us as a church, to be able to go out and to share the gospel in the place where children are, and that is a public school. And I just, when I heard about this opportunity, I knew that we had to do this, because it's God's call that his people go out and minister to children as well as adults. And if we want to see a generation come up that does know the Lord, we have to tell the next generation who the Lord is, so we can put a stop to this right now.
And that's CEF's desire, is just to come alongside the local church. So if a pastor's out there listening, what would you say to encourage them to consider partnering with Child Evangelism Fellowship?
Do it. That's what I would tell them. Do it.
It's like Nike. Just do it.
Just do it. I say that jokingly. Of course, pray about it. But I would say that you will be blessed greatly if you partner with CEF. CEF has been such a wonderful blessing to us, because we've been able to go into the public school and see children saved. I've seen members of my congregation who were not always the most active get active in sharing the gospel and making disciples. It's been a blessing to them by their own testimony. It's been a blessing to me as a pastor to see God move in such a way.
You know, I know you got your plate full, but just briefly, can you just give us one or two ways that we can pray for you?
Sure. Pray for me right now as I'm here at summer camp, that I get the message across the Lord would have these children understand. But in the Gateway area specifically, pray that the Lord would open doors for us into more churches who are willing to partner with CEF to start after-school Good News Clubs. That's what we want to see. That's my focus for the near future.
Well, that is just so well said. And again, we just thank you for being with us here today. And we just ask you to pray for Pastor Jesse, pray for the ministry in Gateway, pray for the ministry here in Illinois and worldwide, and pray for us that God would give us an open door to speak the mystery of Christ as we ought to speak. God bless you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
I don't want to forget, so please tell me again.